This is WSIU in Focus, Year in Review. I'm Brad Palmer. This was a pretty successful year for Southern Illinois University Carbondale Athletics. The Saluki men's basketball team returned to prominence with a 22-win campaign, its most since 2007. The women's basketball team made its first postseason appearance since 07. The Saluki baseball team posted 31 wins, 19 more than the year before. The softball team posted a winning record at home for the 35th consecutive season. And men's golf won its first ever Missouri Valley Conference championship. But it was in track and field where SIU earned international acclaim in 2016, thanks to Deanna Price. The Moscow Mills, Missouri native won her second straight NCAA Women's Hammer Throw Championship and then earned a spot on the U.S. Olympic team in June.
I was at the Olympic trials. It was the last throw. By that time, it kind of sank in because I was the last thrower that I made the Olympic team. I was top three. And I took it. I threw the ball. And when I stepped out, I remember just walking straight to my coach and my legs started kind of get a little wobbly on me. And I started getting a little bit nervous and just this pure excitement and just everything that you've worked for so many years is finally coming together that you made the hardest team to ever make in your life.
In August, Price joined Team USA in Rio de Janeiro for the Summer Olympic Games. She admits she was nervous in practice, but a familiar voice helped get her refocused.
I was warming up. I wasn't throwing great. It wasn't going too well. I was hitting the cage. I was just not doing things right. And then all I hear is my mom's voice. And she's running around the arena on the top. And she's going, Deanna! Screaming with the American flag. And I was like, oh, this is like any other competition. There's my crazy mom.
So that helped relax you and kind of settle you in a little
bit. It did. I was just like, oh, this is like every other competition. I was like, oh, I got this. And then I started throwing better.
Better indeed. Price finished ninth in the qualifying round, meaning she would get to compete for a gold medal. Price finished eighth in the final round. She said knowing she's one of the top female hammer throwers in the world is something she's very proud of.
I was the youngest one to make it through the finals, and then I made it to top eight. And when I made it through the top eight, I was going in, and I was just like, oh my gosh, no one expected me to do this. Everyone was just kind of like, oh, she's, you know, she's only been doing it for 5 years. You know, she's not that great. You know, she's good, but, you know, she has a lot of years that she has to develop. And me proving that I got top eight kind of gave me that affirmation for me that I can go and I can play some medal next year, especially with the marks that I had coming in.
As proud as she was with her top 10 finish, Price was disappointed in her performance due in large part to a bad reaction she had to some anti-inflammatory treatments that paralyzed one side of her face temporarily just 2 days before her competition.
Basically, the doctors had to hurry up and do an emergency TUE, and they gave me some Benadryl and prednisone to make sure that, you know, I didn't die there in Rio. And because they were like, you take these pills or we're going to take you to the emergency room. One or the other. And I was like, okay, one pill, two pill. I was like, I am not going down in Rio. So I made sure that the TUE passed and I took the medication. I ended up sleeping for over 15 hours. The next day, which is not a good thing. Usually with being a thrower, you need to manipulate your CNS, which is your central nervous system. So it's firing at all cylinders. But with taking Benadryl and prednisone, it kind of knocks you down and you're not able to activate your muscles like they need to perform. I'm definitely ready for vengeance at 2020. As long as I stay healthy, that's the key. You have to be healthy. Knowing the potential that I had and what I was fighting for at 2020, I think I can definitely be in the top three, hands down.
During her Olympic experience, Price ran into some of the biggest American stars of the games, including gymnast Simone Biles and Gabby Douglas, tennis superstars Serena and Venus Williams, and the most decorated Olympian of all time, Michael Phelps, who she met on an elevator.
The door closes and I was like, I see you, Michael. And he just kind of looked over at me like I was crazy. And I was like, okay. I was like, well, this is like my only chance ever to talk to Michael Phelps. So I was like, I know you, but you don't know me. But one day you will know me. And he looked at me and goes, is this your first Olympics? I was like, yes. And he just kind of laughed. And I said, good luck on your, I believe it was his 4x1 relay that he had going on for swim. And I just told him good luck. And he goes, well, good luck on, you know, whatever, like your throwing events. So I was like, well, thanks.
Being a U.S. Olympic athlete has changed Price's life. and she wants to use her newfound fame to impact the lives of others.
For them to think that, oh my God, it's Deanna Price. You know, she saw Kevin Durant, and oh my God, she saw the, and they're just like, oh, she's a famous person now. And to me, I'm like, I'm not really famous. I'm still just me. Being an Olympian's great, but being able to influence other people makes me just even more excited. Being able to go to schools, being able to visit people, just, you know, they see me at Walmart or Kroger, they're like, oh, there's Deanna Price, and they'll come up and run up and give me a hug. That's the kind of reaction I want. Don't be shy, come up and give me a hug. I'm okay with it. I'm like, maybe if I, like, it takes me a little bit to remember names, but I was like, I do love hugs. As long as I can influence someone else's life in a positive way, then my job's complete. That makes me happy because I'm making someone else happy.
Price graduated from SIUC with a degree in accounting. She now works part-time at a local bank and is spending much of her time training for future competitions with an eye to the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. For WSIU In Focus's Year in Review, I'm Brad Palmer.